Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. While the demand for seeds never been higher, and for the past three straight years the garden seed industries have been rising in sales, the strain on our medical system and the rapid rise in food prices really suggests it's a great time for you to grow much of your own. Plant what you need and trade with others to save money. Now, seed is expensive, and it's a good idea to look around and see what you can get for the lowest price, assuming it's viable seed. If you haven't started planting next summer's garden, it's a great time to start. Seed catalogs have been in the mailboxes for a long time, and here's a few other hints to help us selecting seed. Now again, I mentioned before, do an inventory of seeds that you have on hand. Sort out those that grew well in your garden and what didn't. No sense getting all excited about a new lettuce variety if you still have six packs of lettuce from last year. With the exception of onions, most seeds will last a couple of years if stored in a cool, dry place, not necessarily a refrigerator. Set aside any seeds that you don't plan to use this year to give to gardening friends or donate them to a seed swap. And if you don't like something, don't bother to waste space in growing it. Speaking of space, be realistic about how much good sunny growing space you actually have. Make a map to figure out how many plants will fit into that space. And don't forget, it's really interesting to grow some of your veggies in amongst your flower beds as well. It gives a whole different concept to gardening. Now, how dedicated are you? Do you plan to start your own transplants inside? Or, if you're like myself, do you only need to purchase seeds that can be directly sown into your garden? But remember, the more you plant, the more you have to take care of. And when planning, start with your must-haves, and then you can make a wish list for any of the leftover space. Now, when I've been browsing through all these garden seed catalogs, I tend to look at things like peas. Most of them have at least 15 varieties of peas you can buy seed for. There's tall telephone types, and the small ones like Tom Thumb and Little Marvel. There's purple ones like King Tut, green peas, snow peas, snap peas, sweet peas. You get the idea. It's quite a choice. Again, I looked at beans, and there's at least 15 varieties of those. There's purple ones. There's stringless. There's carabeans, bush beans, climbing beans, Edam. There's yard-long beans. There's treated and untreated seeds. There's broad beans, baby beans, purple, yellow, and green bush beans, pole beans, runner beans. Again, it takes a lot of thought to decide what you want. And if you only need two or three plants, why not talk to the neighbors, talk to the people at the Horticultural Society, and see if you can swap some of the seeds. Now, carrots, I saw 16 varieties of carrots that would mature anywhere from 55 to 75 days in your garden. You can get orange and purple, super long, little short fat carrots, grape carrots, creamy white carrots, lemon yellow, long and lean, and short and fat. And corn, I saw 22 varieties, popcorn, blue corn, oh, all sorts of them. Takes 75 to 105 days to mature, so all good things to look at it when you're like that. However, the paper catalogs, we'll go back to those, are often beautiful, and it's a joy to turn the pages while sipping a hot drink in front of a fire or curled up beside the stove. Plus, who could deny the beauty of all these different things? In addition, the catalogs are full of no-nonsense planting and growing advice, as well as information about new cultivars and old reliables. Learn about types of seed. What's an F1 and F2 hybrid? What are heirlooms? Which plants are open pollinated, meaning that you can save the seed for next year? Disease resistances are often noted on the packages too. So if late blight always takes out your tomato plants, look for resistant varieties. Drought tolerant varieties that stand up to summer heat are especially helpful, and Muskoka's getting those long periods of drought in the summer more and more often now too. And the number of days to maturity is important, especially for us up here, whose growing season might come to an abrupt halt before your plants start to mature. Take note of the number of seeds in a package. If you get 100 broccoli seeds, maybe you could team up with your neighbors and pool your orders. Consider seed companies that aren't just corporations that buy and resell seed, but that actually grow many of their own seed crops. Each seed company usually has its specialty, and some offer only heirlooms and interesting Asian varieties, while others offer only organic or open-pollinated seeds. Do look around before you actually purchase them. And when pursuing these lovely catalogs and websites, try not to be seduced by the lavish descriptions and the glossy enhanced photos. We call it garden porn. Chances are your plants will never look like or produce as much as promised in the catalog. Start your seed shopping soon, and you'll be transported into your ideal summer garden. The number of gardeners again out there has blossomed in recent years, so do order early. And one thing I hadn't mentioned, even at the dollar store, you can get 4 packs for a dollar or something like that. They're worth a try if you have a really low budget. But do talk to horticultural people too, because most of us have seeds to share. The best advice I can give you this year is not to overbuy. No hoarding. Happy purchasing. This is Nancy Thompson from the Horticultural Society in Bracebridge, wishing you a good Muskoka day.